Welcome to Season 2 of Dead Tribe Paranormal with hosts John Sharena and Kelly Gilbert. Produced by Dan Gilman. You can listen to our show on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and our website at echopodmedia.com. Also visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Please leave us a rating and review on iTunes. Do you have a story that you'd like to share? If so, you can email me at DannyEcho@echopodmedia.com. This is EchoPod Media.
You're listening to Dead Tribe Paranormal. This is another paranormal short with me, Kelly. This is one of my stories. So I've had stories all my life and sightings, but my very first possibly paranormal story happened when I was so young, I actually don't even really remember it. And the story doesn't end till about last year in 2015. So when I was around 3, I had a little friend, you know, one would just think an imaginary friend. And I told my mom about her, and my mom was instantly freaked out because I just described this girl as just white. Everything was white. She was a young girl. She was white. Her hair was white. She wore a white dress. Just her eyes, though. I guess I had said her eyes were like a blue, like a light, pale blue. And her name, I said, was Lissa. So maybe Alyssa or Melissa. But, you know, I was like 3, so I would say Lissa. And I would tell my mom I was talking to her or playing with her. And basically, my mom would try to get me to stop, you know. She's like, maybe Lissa, like, shouldn't come around anymore. Just because some of the things I was saying sounded kind of creepy. And the fact that, just like, she was all white, it didn't really sound like human. So my mom, you know, eventually was telling people around the neighborhood that she was friends with. Oh, yeah, my daughter, you know, has a little friend, this little girl. The little girl comes out of Kelly's closet, but Kelly said that she used to live in the woods with her and her family. So one day she was telling one of her friends this, and her friend was like, you know, back in these woods, there was a fire in one of the houses, and it killed a family. Because I grew up in a condominium complex, and now, I mean, today it's just all developed. You know, it's complex after complex, restaurants, stores. But when I was little, I mean, our condominium complex was pretty much in the woods. I remember playing in them when I was little. They would go back like quite a few miles. Even the roads that are main roads now were dirt roads back then. So there was just a lot of woods, and really there would just be little areas that would have like 2 or 3 houses. So, you know, when somebody said, oh, you know, not that long ago, one of those houses burnt down and someone was killed and it was a family and there was a daughter, my mom just really freaked out. I mean, because it really sounds like I could possibly have been friends with a little ghost. So, you know, eventually I guess that faded away as I got older. Like I said, I don't even remember. So, I mean, by the time I was 4 or 5, I wasn't playing with this little girl anymore. Well, fast forward to the year 2015. So like I said, I lived in a condominium complex, and it was like townhouse styles, and all the units touched each other. So each building had about 8 units in it, you know, side to side to side. So where my bedroom was, if you were facing the building, the window on the far right upstairs was my bedroom where I would see this little girl. Our neighbors that lived there at the time still live there. They were a family. My mom was really good friends with them. She was really good friends with one of the daughters. My mom was like in her 20s at that time. The oldest daughter was like late teens or maybe early 20s at the time. She still lives there to this day. Now she lives there with her own son and her grandmother, who I knew. I remember her from when I was young. They used to come and visit. You know, now 2015, she's super old. I mean, she's in her 90s. She has physical problems, but, you know, she lives there. And she kind of was, like, losing her mind a little bit. Like, not crazy, but I mean, she had the stages of dementia or Alzheimer's. And so one day, she started talking about seeing people in her bedroom. Now, in her unit, her bedroom touches what used to be my bedroom. So they're back to back. And one of the people she said she saw was a little girl who would visit her and come out of the closet. So that closet would also be, you know, touching what used to be my closet. They didn't think a lot of it because a lot of people that have Alzheimer's or dementia start saying things like this. So they figured she was just hallucinating. So they didn't pay much attention to the grandmother when she would say this because they figured it was just her mind going and she's probably hallucinating a little bit. You know, then she started saying that she was seeing her husband, who was, you know, quite a few years dead. So she's saying that she's seeing the ghost of her dead husband. They didn't really believe that either until they actually had an incident in their family. I mean, it's their personal business, so I don't want to get too into it. But basically, this woman, you know, the friend of the family, one of the things that happened to her brother, some medical issues, and he had gone to the hospital. He's okay, and he's okay now. But, you know, they were kind of worried there for a little while. And, you know, they didn't tell the grandmother this because she's just too old, and it would, you know, really freak her out to hear that her, you know, grandson is in the hospital. So they didn't tell her. And, you know, the next day after he went into the hospital, the grandmother said to my old neighbor, you know, hey, what's wrong with your brother? And the woman's going, what are you talking about, Grandma? There's nothing wrong with my brother. You know, he's fine. What are you saying? No. Your grandfather's telling me that something's wrong with your brother. And she's like, what, Grandma? Grandpa's dead. You know, he's not telling you anything. What are you talking about? My brother's fine. And she was like, no, he told me that, you know, yesterday afternoon he had to be rushed to the hospital in an ambulance for something. What is wrong? And like, I just got goosebumps saying that because that's crazy. Like, there's no way she could have known this. No way. So it kind of gives credence to that maybe she really was seeing her dead grandfather. If she's seeing the ghost of the grandfather, there's really not too much reason to think, you know, maybe the little girl ghost she's saying isn't real too. So that's pretty much the story. I mean, one other element is my mom is a CNA and she was actually taking care of the woman for a little while there. I'm saying past tense because she actually died at the end of 2015, but she took care of her. And there was actually a couple times where she was trying to get the grandmother to tell her about this little girl. You know, she even told me, she's like, oh my God, Kelly, you're not going to believe this. You know, so-and-so's grandmother says she sees a little girl. I think it might be the same little girl you saw. Same thing. She comes out of the closet. And, you know, but the grandmother just really wouldn't go into too much detail. Basically, just one day she said while my mom was there, you know, my mom was like, is the girl here now? And the grandmother was like, yeah, she actually is. She's over there in the corner, but, you know, she doesn't want to talk. And she watched her talk back and, well, not back and forth, but she watched her end of the conversation a little bit with the little girl. And, yeah, she was hoping she wouldn't see it. So, yeah, so, I don't know, two people seeing a little girl ghost coming out of the closet. The end.
Thank you.
Hello?